Is it Zoya or Gen 1?
The Facebook game is called Angry Brides, reminiscent of the mobile phone sensation Angry Birds. The player assumes the role of a Hindu goddess whose many arms can throw projectiles, like stiletto-heeled shoes and construction boots, at potential husbands. Every time the player hits one of the desirable professional men, the amount of money he demands for marriage goes down. The matchmaking company that developed the game says it's a lighthearted way to inspire women to take a stand against dowry. Ranjana Kumari, with the Delhi-based Center for Social Research, has spent the last 30 years fighting the dark side of dowry. She works with victims like these, whose identities we will protect. Kumari says dowry was historically meant to be a blessing, but now is often a curse.
Ultimately, it ends up in the hands of these in-laws who are greedy, who have lust for money, who would want to, in some sense, live a life of luxury without making effort for it.
When I moved into my husband's house after getting married, they beat me a lot because they wanted more dowry. He used to say, "The only way I will keep you is if you bring me 50,000 rupees from your parents' house." My parents don't have any money anymore.
Officially, dowry has been illegal in India for more than 50 years, but it is still widespread. Thousands of women are killed each year in dowry disputes. Kumari says India's rising wealth is making the problem worse.
For the poor, there is a kind of agreement that you can only do this much. So there is a kind of level playing field for those families. But for the middle class, there is absolutely, mindless desire to live in luxury.
My parents gave a gold ring, a gold chain, a fridge, a television set, a bed, clothes for the whole family and relatives. They gave almost everything that is usually included in dowry, and even then, those people kept asking for more.
Experts say there is a clear link between the practice of dowry and the sharply declining ratio of girl-to-boy babies in India. Canada's Center for Global Health Research released findings last year suggesting selective abortion may account for up to 12 million missing girls over the last three decades. Kumari says families want to avoid dowry obligations and points out that some abortion clinics have even used that fact to market their services.
There used to be a lot of advertisements you would see around Delhi in smaller city towns, in the villages, where it will be clearly displayed that please spend 5,000 rupees today to save your 500,000 rupees tomorrow.
Manpreet says she fought back against her family to carry her child to term after its gender was discovered.
They found out through ultrasound it was a girl, and my in-laws said, "We don't need a girl." When I refused to get an abortion done, all of them beat me a lot.
Women's advocates say India needs a fast-track legal mechanism to crack down on dowry cases, and that women need to develop the courage to refuse dowry demands, even if that means remaining unmarried. Kurt Asian, VOA News, New Delhi.